Throughout the presidential election, Donald Trump claimed that he was self-funding his campaign and wasn't beholden to anybody. But in reality, Trump's successful campaign was helped in no small part by moneyed interests. One of Trump's most generous benefactors was reclusive billionaire megadonor Robert Mercer, a hedge fund executive from Long Island. That relationship has now come under scrutiny over allegations of ethics violations. For more, we're joined now by Max Kuttner. He's a staff writer at Newsweek, whose recent article profiles Mercer. Max, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me, Richard.
So can you start by briefly telling us about Robert Mercer and his daughter, Rebecca? Who are they?
Sure. Robert Mercer was a computer programmer. He worked at IBM in the 70s. In the 90s, he was poached by the Long Island-based hedge fund firm management company Renaissance Technologies. He, in 2009, became the co-CEO of Renaissance Technologies. Forbes always lists him as one of the highest-earning hedge fund managers in the country. And he really became active in political committees, super PACs in 2010 after the Citizens United case said that these super PACs could accept unlimited donations. Since then, Robert Mercer has donated $36.8 million to super PACs, and half of that has been in this election cycle, almost half of that, to just one super PAC, Make America Number One. And then we have Richard, his daughter Rebecca, who over the past few years has gotten involved in political documentaries. She's on the board of several conservative-leaning nonprofits, and she's really the one who got behind this Make America Number One super PAC, helped get Trump elected, and according to many sources, set Trump up with Stephen Bannon, Kellyanne Conway, and David Bossi.
Now, Robert Mercer first backed Ted Cruz before switching his support to Trump. What are the issues that are important to Mercer?
So there's lots of entanglements here. The Campaign Legal Center is concerned. The Democratic Coalition Against Trump, which is part of the Super PAC Keep America Great, are concerned. Basically, Super PACs are supposed to be separate from campaigns, and yet Kellyanne Conway went from the this Super PAC to the campaign. David Bossi, same thing. Rebecca Mercer is now on the transition team.
So she's actually on the transition team.
Yes, she is. So a lot of articles that came out about Robert Mercer were before the election. They were saying, look at these sort of entanglements with the campaign. Now we're seeing that these entanglements have carried over to the transition team. Yes.
Talk about the groups that are now asking for this ethics investigation into those ties. What are the complaints alleged here?
Sure. The Campaign Legal Center, which is a nonprofit, it investigates campaign ethics. In October, they filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission, and they said these sorts of entanglements are go against all your rules. You need to look into this. Specifically, they pointed out that according to them, the Trump campaign did not appear to have paid Steve Bannon and Kellyanne Conway in their first couple of weeks of being with the campaign, and yet this super PAC, Make America Number One, had all this money allegedly going to these companies that were affiliated with Kellyanne Conway, her polling company, and a film production company that's allegedly affiliated with Steve Bannon. So this Campaign Legal Center is saying that the super PAC was illegally paying these two people through this, in lieu of the campaigns doing so. That would just kind of result in an FEC wrist slap if they even decide to investigate, which I'm told they almost never do. And that may be why, Richard, the Democratic Coalition Against Trump is now pursuing criminal charges. They released a statement a couple of days ago saying that they had filed a report with the FBI over Steve Bannon's being paid by the super PAC instead of by the Trump campaign.
Okay, so we have investigation now. You're talking about the FBI, the FEC. What is the likelihood of anything actually coming from these complaints?
Well, from the FEC complaint, I would say it's unlikely. Sources have told me it's unlikely. Basically, it takes four of the six members of the FEC commission to decide whether to investigate. I'm told that they rarely can agree on when to investigate. The FEC is notoriously dysfunctional. Even they've said that. So I don't think that's going anywhere. We will see, if the FBI does go anywhere. I should mention that I did speak with this super PAC, Make America Number One. Of course, they say there's no wrongdoing here. We're not the ones paying Steve Bannon. He's not really associated with our super PAC. So I'm doubtful, but we will see.
Okay, Max Cutner, staff writer at Newsweek. Thanks so much for joining us, Max.
Thanks, Richard.